Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's coming up on 4:25, and we're going to bring on our U.S. Pennsylvania Senator Dave McCormick. Senator, thanks for joining the Rob O'Donnell Show today.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Great, great. So a lot of things happening for Pennsylvanians and the nation, and I want to start off with this Pennsylvania steel deal. This Pittsburgh keeping the manufacturing base there, keeping steel back in Pennsylvania, and doing great work for the nation.
Yeah, well, thanks. That was a big announcement. I'm really excited about it. You know, this deal's been sticking around here for months, and the Biden administration had opposed it. And I was with President Trump in Philadelphia a couple months ago for the NCAA wrestling championships, and I talked to him, and he was opposed to it and had some concerns about it because of the structure of it. And he pushed and he prodded, and a lot of people got engaged on it, and the deal got much better. Essentially $14 billion of brand new investment in the U.S. steel company and industry around the country, Indiana, Alabama, Arkansas, $2.5 billion of new investment in the Mon Valley. This is right outside of Pittsburgh. It's the heart of steel country. This is going to build a brand new furnace. It's going to protect 10,000 jobs in the valley for the next decade or more, plus create another 13,000 jobs in building a new factory, and so a new arc furnace. So what I told the president that the day before he announced it, this is great for our economic security. It's great for our national security because it helps our domestic steel industry. And it's great for those working families, those 4,000 steel workers who showed up at the rally in Latrobe when he and I were campaigning, showed up in the Penguins rink in Pittsburgh when he came for a visit. These are the folks we promised to help support, and this deal really assures the health and vitality of the Monongahela Valley for years to come.
Yeah, and I know the union membership was strong behind this. The announcement was made out there. The president made sure he was out there on the ground to tell the people directly that this is coming back to our area, because it's meant a lot for that area for decades, the steel industry out there. What was omitted from the entire thing is a perfect thing for the governor to get involved with, and he kind of kept an arm's distance at this. Really wasn't a key factor in it at all, and this would have been a win-win for him, but it just goes to show sometime politics, Trump, no pun intended, what's best for the people.
You know, well, the thing that was complicated about it was the national steelworkers, and I called the president of the national union, the United Steelworkers, and said, you know, they were opposed to the deal. And yet the guys in the Mon Valley, I met them on the campaign trail. I said, listen, I'd like to have breakfast with you or lunch with you. If I win, the first meeting I'm going to take is with you guys. And, I obviously won and set up a lunch with them. There's three local unions in the Mon Valley. All the steelworkers wanted the deal. And I said, I don't get it, but you know what? I don't represent the national union. I represent Pennsylvania, and these guys in the Mon Valley, they want the deal for good reason. And that was compelling enough for me, but that made it complicated for a lot of people. And the governor, in the end, came out, was supportive of it. John Fetterman, our other senator, was supportive of it. But I think the credit really goes to President Trump, because he took the deal that was proposed. He had reservations about it. He made it a lot better. And in addition to all the things I said about investment, it also guaranteed U.S. Steel is going to be based in Pittsburgh, U.S. CEO, U.S. Majority Board. And the U.S. government's going to have some oversight and control of the governance to protect America's national security. So I couldn't be happier about it, and I'm proud of the president for getting this to where he got it.
Yeah, and to move to the other part of the state, the eastern part of the state down here in the southeast, the major deals with these data centers and our power plants, this infrastructure plan that's being in place, you have Microsoft, you have Amazon, all creating tens of billions of dollars of investment into our area, which is a great thing.
It's great. I mean, I was in Bloomsburg Monday, Sunday night. I went to high school there, and on Monday morning, I joined other public officials and the governor, and we announced the $20 billion investment by Amazon in Pennsylvania. This is the biggest investment in history in Pennsylvania. It's a huge a campus of data centers outside of Berwick, another big campus in Bucks County. I think there'll be more investment to come. Same deal. Creates thousands of great jobs. creates thousands of indirect jobs, restaurants, gas stations, stores to support it. And it creates thousands of trade jobs to build these huge data centers. And the reason it's happening, and you're going to see more of this, and I'm trying to tell the story wherever I can go, you're going to see more of this because we got great energy. We got a great skilled workforce that can build these data centers. We've got great technology, technologists from Carnegie Mellon and Lehigh and Penn State and University of Pennsylvania. We got access to water. We are the place that these companies want to invest if we tell our story well. And listen, we got to work together to get this done. This isn't local authorities, the state, the federal government's got to work together. Republicans and Democrats got to work together. It's good for our commonwealth, and I'm fired up about it. And to that end, next month in July, I'm going to have a big summit in Pittsburgh to focus on bringing this big investment from these tech companies to Pennsylvania. The energy CEOs are going to be there, the tech CEOs. The big investors are going to be there. The public officials are going to be there, federal, state, and local. And I think it's going to bring a national media spotlight on Pennsylvania and all that we have to offer for these big investments.
Yeah, I know right here in our area in Lackawanna County, in our valley, in Archibald and Einan, there's already plans to bring some data centers on a smaller scale, but still very large for this area to that because of our natural gas-fired power plants that are there that can handle the electric demand that these data centers entail, the acreage that's involved, the multi-building investment here. So it's coming to right here in our valley as well.
No doubt about it. And it's going to be great for our local economies. And, the same grit and the same energy focus, all the things that have made Pennsylvania such a critical part of the American economy and has always been at the forefront of development of our country. That's what's going to make us at the forefront of this AI energy revolution. But we got to embrace it. You know, we got to lean into it and go tell the story, and that's what I'm trying to do.
So, again, we're speaking to Senator Dave McCormick of Pennsylvania here, calling in from Washington, D.C., giving us some update of the Commonwealth, but some other things. You had what was supposed to be a sit-down, smash-down Pennsylvania Senator debate. Everybody kind of billed it as the battle of the senators. It didn't turn out like they wanted it to, and I monitor you more closely than probably most people do, and I see the relationship you have with our other senator, Senator John Fetterman, who's been surprisingly positive as far as the views that I see him doing. And, he's thinking for himself. He's not following the path that that the Democrats would like to lay out for him, and that's good for Pennsylvania. But tell us more about this that was billed even by Fox Nation. That was this supposedly the smash down battle of the senators.
Yeah, I think they were disappointed. He and I, he campaigned against me. He campaigned with Senator Casey, and it wasn't easy. But when I won, I went over to see him, and we sat down, and what we discovered is it was a number of things we agree on. We have lots of things we disagree on, but we promised each other we'll work on everything we could find that we agree on. We promised each other we wouldn't play any games. We wouldn't try to hurt the other or play games, and basically just be straightforward. If we disagree on something, we're going to go, not going to find common ground. If we agree on it, we're going to work together. And so I've gotten to know him, and I like him. I trust him. The best thing I could say about any politician is he's authentic. What you see is what you get. And so I think he's a great partner. And, there's a lot of things we're going to disagree on this big, beautiful bill. We're going to disagree on a lot of things, but on everything from stopping the flow of fentanyl and closing our border to stopping this horrible anti-Semitism on our campuses to, the recent statement he made on the ridiculous behavior of these rioters in Los Angeles. This is a guy who's willing to have the courage to step up and disagree with his party. And I respect him for that. He started to get attacked. There was this orchestrated campaign from the Democrats against him, and nobody was speaking up. And I was disgusted by it, and I sent him a note and said, listen, I'm going to come out publicly against this and really defend you, but I don't want to do that if you think it's going to hurt you. And he said, listen, nobody on my side is defending me, so go for it. And that's what I tried to do.
It's amazing that's where we are at political odds for that, with his own party. And listen, I've said it here on the air many times. I wouldn't be surprised if his own party tries to primary him, because that's just the avenue they're going down. And, hopefully it doesn't happen, but, we'll see. But it's good to see the two of you get along so well on the things you can, and put Pennsylvania first, because that's what you just described to me. Hey, you know, the things we can agree upon for Pennsylvanians, we're gonna work on them together.
That's it. That's the only way to get things done in a state like Pennsylvania. And, you know, we can have profound disagreements on things and still find ways to work together. And I think, listen, honestly, I want to vote. There's 13 million people in Pennsylvania. 7 million voted, and a little over half voted for me. So 25% of the Commonwealth elected me. And I recognize I represent every single person, Democrat, Republican, Independent. And I recognize I got to find common ground wherever I can without sacrificing the things that are most important, without sacrificing principle. I got to find common ground to get things done. And that's what I'm doing.
Senator Dave McCormick, I started out the show today and I played audio from Bill Clinton's 1995 State of the Union. I played some audio of President Obama. I played some audio of candidate Hillary Clinton for president. They were all saying the same thing as that Donald Trump and his administration is saying now as far as illegal immigration. We need to get rid of violent criminal illegal immigrants. We need to secure our borders. We need to find some kind of system for the people that are here that aren't criminals, that did skip the line, you know, if they have to pay a fine or if whatever that problem needs to be fixed one way or another. But they were all saying the same thing. But again, here we are this week, especially seeing what's going on in L.A. and in New York and other cities around the nation because of this ICE enforcement. How is it that the left and Democrats are so far off the mark here in illegal immigration, especially when the criminal illegal immigrants, not just for merely being here, which is a crime in itself, but I'm talking violent criminals are the ones being targeted?
Yeah, I don't understand it myself. It's truly, and I can say this from a guy who's been on the campaign trail, it's an 80-20 issue. Most Pennsylvanians, most Americans believe we got to secure the border. We got to stop these violent gangs. We got to stand for law and order in our cities. But I think the Democratic Party's gotten hijacked by its left, and it's leading them down a path where they're not doing the most commonsensical things. So one thing government needs to be able to do is protect the safety, the property of its citizens. And, you have every right for peaceful protest. You have every right to disagree. But what you don't have a right to do is be violent, destroy public property, destroy private property, and break the law. And if you do that, you got to be apprehended and thrown in jail. That's what these law enforcement officers are doing. That's what ICE is trying to help do. And that's why I think President Trump's got the absolute right position to enforce the law.
All right, Senator Dave McCormick of Pennsylvania calling in from Washington, D.C. Senator, as always, I appreciate you calling us, keeping up to date on things. Keep up the work. Keep up the bipartisanship with our other Pennsylvania senator, because nothing but good stuff can come from it.
Thanks, Rob. Good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.